Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, for another edition of our Straight Talk program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us, a community built on care. Find out more online at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And our thanks to HighSpeedWeb.net for streaming our signal 24/7, 365. Well, if you have been paying any attention at all to what is going on in downtown Rock Hill, you will know that when I say the thread, that means something, because it is one of a battery of redevelopment projects going on in our downtown area that are in excess of $530 million. That's a lot of work all happening at one time. So to understand what one of these projects is all about, a young man by the name of Brendan Pierce has joined us from the Keith Corporation. He is working with Derek Close on taking... Well, I'm going to let him explain, but before we do that, tell us a little bit about Brendan, if you would.
Okay. Well, I'm a Charlottean native. Sorry about that. You know, first time on the radio in a while.
Okay.
Have been in development since 2001, been with Keith Corporation since 2004, and I've developed all over the United States internationally. I actually did a deal in the UK.
Oh, my gosh.
Scotland and L.A., Kansas City, all over the U.S., and we have a big presence. We're headquartered here in Charlotte, and I have a big presence in the Carolinas.
So, that's something.
Yeah.
So how do you do projects in Scotland? Somebody calls up from Scotland and says, hey, mate, would you like to come over here?
Well, we actually did a project in Kansas City. It went really well, and the company said, do you all do anything international? And so we said, do they speak English where we need to go? And Scotland was, and it was great. I went 17 times in 22 months, which my wife likes to remind me. And
I'm not going to do that anymore.
We had little kids at the time, but it was a phenomenal project and a great experience.
I can't imagine. That would be a whole new learning curve about what the rules and regs are. I got
it. That's absolutely right.
So tell me about the Keith Corporation. I've heard the name, but I really don't understand the history of it.
Sure. So we were founded in 1989 by a father and son team. As I said, we developed all over the country. Our primary product types are industrial, office, medical office, and retail. And we developed those not just here in the Charlotte metro area, but as I said, all over the country. We're actually talking about international. We're actually doing an industrial project in Australia right now.
Sure.
And a few in Mexico. So we have had experience in all different types of markets and all different types of product types. And I am our office partner, and so I focus primarily on office and mixed-use projects, and that's how we initially got involved in down here in Rock Hill.
All right, so for people who need to have some little geography lesson, right next to what is now called University Center,
yes,
and the Lowenstein Building,
mm-hmm,
is a big, big, big bank of warehouses on a big, big piece of dirt.
Mm-hmm.
If I understand it right, those warehouses have like 400,000 square feet of space in them?
They do. There's actually only two buildings, and they're essentially one building, so... So what is now the thread is a 400,000 square foot, three-story historic warehouse. Now, the first part of that was built in 1946, and then it was later expanded in 1956. And it has primarily been it was always the distribution facility for the bleachery. And it's just a fantastic old building, a type that, especially on the industrial side, they would never make now. So you have two options on something like that when you want to redevelop it. You either use what you've got and take something that's pretty unique and make it even more unique, or you knock it down, and we certainly didn't want to do that. So we chose the former and tried to figure out, okay, how do we take this big animal and turn it into something really exciting?
All right, so the property is owned by Springs Creative, and Derek Close is the principal of that company.
That's correct.
So did Derek one day just pick up the phone and say, hey, you know what? I need to get involved with all this stuff going on downtown?
Well, we've known Derek for a while. We actually, interestingly enough, met with Derek probably 4 years ago on the project. And at the time, there wasn't the development that was going on. And we've got some unique experience in this type of development. So actually the first project I ever worked on in the Keith Corporation, this is about 15 years ago, is a development called American Tobacco in downtown Durham. 500,000 square feet of old tobacco warehouses. And at the time, the average office absorption rate in Durham, downtown Durham, was about 25,000 square feet a year. It was a pretty desolate downtown. And we teamed up with Jim Goodman, the owner of Capital Broadcasting, who owns the Durham Bulls, and he had built his stadium right across from this old tobacco warehouse. Well, we took that project, and so fast forward to now, so a downtown that was not really moving economically has now, if you look at American Tobacco, it's 100% leased. It's got the highest rates in the triangle. Downtown Durham has exploded. And so when we came back a few years later to Rock Hill and met with Derek, before, as I said, there wasn't the activity. And so we doubted if the timing was right. And then we saw what the city had done with the Indoor Athletic Center. And we said to ourselves, this is very similar to downtown Durham. What you had the Durham Bulls that would bring in a lot of people. But with the Indoor Athletic Center and youth sports, and I can attest to this because I've got a 15-year-old and a 13-year-old, so I spend a lot of weekends traveling around to sporting events. To bring in that many people on a weekend, and then to all the other projects that were starting to percolate, it just made a lot of sense to us.
Amen to that. It's interesting that I'll bet you it's been 15 years ago. There was probably a group of 50 or 60 people associated with development here in Rock Hill, all piled on a train in Charlotte, and we motored on up to Durham and saw exactly what you were talking about.
Yeah.
And our jaws kind of dropped in terms of what the possibilities were. And, you know, after all that, the cotton factory went up here down on Dave Lyle Boulevard, and that was the first piece of the puzzle. And then we saw the commitment by Family Trust to build their new headquarters building right across from where this project called The Thread is going to be located. And, yeah, I mean, it was all happening. And then, of course, what the Tuttle Company and Gary Williams are doing with that 25 acres, why not? I mean, it made perfect sense. And you're absolutely right when you talk about that indoor events and sports center.
Mm-hmm.
When they're estimating 3,000-4,000 people a weekend coming in here. And it's booked solid already once they get it done, which hopefully will be done next month. So the timing was right.
Right.
And you all just sat down and started working on what can we do with this. We don't want to raise it. We don't want to knock it down.
Mm-hmm.
But we got this structure here. And you must have a background in historic tax credits.
You know, we've done a lot of historic tax credits. That's right. But that wasn't the main driver.
Right.
You know, if you're just doing a development to save on taxes and no other reason, you're usually going to fail.
Okay.
I mean, we had the ability to. I think we saw a future that is very bright for Rock Hill, and part of that has just been clearly the benefit of the growth of the Charlotte metro area.
Sure.
I always use an analogy when I tell people that when I was a kid, I used to go visit my cousins, and we'd fly into Atlanta, and we'd go drive out to the country to this little town called Marietta, Georgia.
Yeah.
And so if you go down there now, Marietta is Atlanta, right?
Yeah.
And the reality is with 60 to 80 people moving to the Charlotte metro area and a ton of people moving to York County every single day, that is going to continue to grow, and not everybody's going to want to work in Charlotte. There are roughly 60 to 80,000 people a day that leave York County to drive to Charlotte to go to work that do not want to drive to Charlotte and go to work. They'd like to stay local. And what an incredible place this already is and is going to be in the future.
All righty, so tell me how you do what you do. In other words, okay, we got a 400,000 square foot building that dates back to when?
200,000. The first 200,000 was from 1946, and then 1956 is the second part.
It's really old.
It is really old, yes.
It's really old. So do you have a team of people at the Keith Corporation that walk through this building and just, I mean, how does this process work?
Well, so let's start with the bones of the building, which are fantastic. And And the reality, if you look at current trends in office development, is people want to work in creative, interesting environments. I always laugh when they say, "Well, millennials, but they just want they want a cool place to work." Well, I'm a little bit older than a millennial, but I want to be in a cool place to work too, right? And so, maybe the development trends of 10 years ago, where you had suburban office building that was just pretty garden variety and not a lot of amenities, is not what is seen today. And so, it's interesting, and I've made these trips. I've gone and seen Chelsea Market in New York. I've seen Ponce City Market in Atlanta. All these places that were basically old warehouses that were converted into a mixed-use environment. And they're spectacular, and they're exciting to be in. And so we use that. We use those types of ideas as a baseline, and then we hire really good architects and designers to figure out how we can make this work. And you know, part of it is also my experience in art and the Keith Corporation's experience on understanding what tenants need, just as far as layouts and you know and how their space needs to be from a work corporate workplace standpoint. But
so we have obviously gone through. You all have gone through many iterations. Of
oh
this.
Yeah, sure.
Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But then you finally huddle in on a design.
Yes.
And that design, at least today...
Which we're still tweaking, by.
Well, I imagine. You're going to be tweaking it right to the end, yeah. I'm sure. So as you envision it right now, try to describe what is going to be in there.
Sure. So as you can imagine, 400,000 square feet is it's a big animal. You know.
Well, to give it some perspective, the Lowenstein building is 40,000 square feet a floor.
Right.
And it's, I think, five floors. 200,000. This
right.
is twice the size.
That's right. That's
twice
right.
the size.
Well, what do they say? How do you eat an elephant one bite at a time, right? So this will be a phased project. So actually by having it built as two separate buildings is a help to us because there basically is a firewall between the two buildings that allows them to act independently. Okay. So we're going to do this in two phases, and each one being roughly 200,000 feet. So we will be able to develop the first 200,000 and keep the other 200,000 in somewhat of a shell condition. I mean, we might have some special events there and some things, but we won't do all of it at once.
Okay. And so the first 200,000.
Right.
The only thing I know so far is that Springs Creative, which is now located in the Cotton Factory,
right,
is going to move their operation over into that first 200,000.
That's right.
Okay. And that'll be what, 30,000 feet?
30 to 40,000 square feet.
Okay.
That's right.
So now you got 160,000 square
right.
feet. Okay.
Yes. Well, so, yeah, obviously, in order for a bank to give us some money, we actually need to get some tenants to sign up for this first. Not all of it, but at least some of it. And so that's what we've been in the process of doing. We're actually talking to a number of office tenants. We've hired a retail broker who specializes in mixed-use retail, who is continuing to discuss with potential restaurants and other types of uses. I can't really disclose any of them yet. But the good news is we've had a lot of great response. I think everybody, all the tenants that come down and take a look at the project, they go, wow, this is going to be really cool.
Especially when they take a look around to see what else is happening.
Well, that's right. That's right. And also, I don't want to discount the fact that this piece of property is on over 6 acres. And so, as you know, the building does not take up near that much. So what do we have right now? We have in front of the building, we have a large parking lot because it was a distribution center. Well, with almost 5 acres of land, we have an opportunity to what we see as an urban park to be out there. And a greenway that's going to ultimately run from downtown Rock Hill all the way to Winthrop through our project, through University Center, through some of these other great developments that have been announced. So you can start to see the 24/7 environment you'll have. I mean, you'll have workers 5 days a week. On the weekends, you'll have residents of Rock Hill and York County coming just to hang out, but also tons of families that are there for their kids playing AAU basketball or volleyball or... And you can really start to picture in your mind what it could potentially look like in a few years. Pretty special place.
And when you hear what the city is working on in terms of a bridge that will come from the downtown area over into the other side of Dave Lyle Boulevard and the railroad tracks.
Right.
Joe Lanford, who you, I'm sure you know, he was on the program last week talking about his project called The Link.
Right.
And the way he described it, I never thought of it in these terms. That bridge will keep, will put together the two parts of downtown, which if you didn't have that bridge, will become two separate competitive parts, and you don't want that. You want the connectivity between the downtown area all the way to Winthrop University.
You're right. You want to make life as easy for a pedestrian as possible. And so if you're having to deal with a railroad track and a fairly large road like Dave Lyle, it does become split,
right,
those two areas. But by combining it with a greenway, especially an interesting bridge, which is what it will be.
That's what we're looking for.
And it becomes a kind of a landmark for the city. I see a city and I see an environment where if you're tired of the big city atmosphere of Charlotte and the hustle and bustle, and you want to live in a suburban area with a lot of character and interest, I think you're going to be hard pressed after this is all developed to find a better place.
And it seems to be going at such a rapid clip, this whole thing. We commented on a number of these programs that after probably more than 20 years of work on trying to figure out how to get a hold of that old textile mill, how to redevelop it, and all the effort and the money that the city of Rock Hills put into it and all the citizens groups that have been working, and then all of a sudden, kaboom, it's just all happening. It's just amazing to me. I mean, you were there at the retreat here a week ago, and when they went through development after development after development, and they totaled it all up, $530 million of stuff either underway now or soon to be underway, that, I mean, it's just amazing. Absolutely. And then add to that this thing called the Carolina Panthers and what they're going to be doing.
Well, that certainly justifies and helps legitimize the market.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody, not just everybody in this region knows who the Carolina Panthers are, but if you're a fan of the NFL anywhere in the country and you've moved into the Charlotte metro area, wow, the Panthers are down there. And the interesting thing, if you look, I'm sure you know this, with the Panthers, I always like to tell people if they want to entertain themselves for a little bit, go on YouTube and watch stuff about the Star in Frisco, Texas.
Oh, yeah.
Which is what Jerry Jones and the Dallas Cowboys have done, and David Tepper and his folks want to do something that's very similar. And basically Frisco, that submarket, has grown out of nothing into a kind of a world-class area, and no reason to say it can't happen here as well.
How many cities across the country are lucky enough to have one of only, what is it, 32 NFL teams.
That's right.
All right, we're going to have to take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill. Now, I know this is something they don't do in Charlotte, but we do it all the time down here in Rock Hill. We broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. The magic way we do it here, Brendan, is in these white letters, and we all say it together on the count of three. Now, Sophia is here today, and she is going to lead us. So here we go. One, two, three.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, garden, garden.
Everybody's got it back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Good Pharmacy, with a modern look and traditional standards.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. All six of our pharmacists love serving you and your children. Ask us about alternatives for your child's medicine.
My mommy loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Relax. Love your car payment with an auto loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. If you're ready to buy your new car and start making those unforgettable memories, Founders features an easy online application, flexible terms, low rates, 24-hour account access with Founders Online, and fast, friendly service. Visit Relax, join Founders.com, or one of our more than 30 offices to see if you qualify for membership. Relax. Love your car payment with Founders. Founders Federal Credit Union is federally insured by NCUA.
Comporio Medical Alert.
It was important that my siblings and I recognized that Dad wanted to be independent, but we also wanted to be able to make sure that he was okay. So we started researching medical alert systems. Then we found this system. It's a little button that he can wear around his neck as a pendant or on his belt. He speaks directly into it, just like he's talking on a cordless phone.
But my kids and grandkids are the most important thing in the world to me. I don't like to ask for help, but it is nice to know that if I ever need it, it's just a touch of a button away.
For complete details, go online to comporiumalert.com.
Just like people, no two hearts are exactly the same. That's why Piedmont Medical Center's new expanded team of cardiovascular specialists collaborate on an individualized care plan for every heart they encounter, from preventative treatment all the way through surgery and rehab. Their easy-to-navigate care system provides compassionate, personal attention from their passionate team of specialists. You're in good hands at York County's Heart Hospital. To make an appointment with one of our cardiovascular specialists, visit mypmcheart.com or call 844-870-1499 today.
If you need catering, Substation 2 has a number of options. Right, Charlie?
At Substation 2, we have giant party subs. We have sliced deli meat trays. We have sandwich trays. We basically have everything you need for the party except the people. And we can supply them, too.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
We are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop. Brendan Pierce is with us from the Keith Corporation. They're working with Derek Close on redeveloping 400,000 square feet of warehouse right next to the Lowenstein building. And that's a project that is very much in its infancy, but it is alive and percolating. And soon you're going to start seeing a lot of construction over there. Brendan has got quite an extensive background in all this kind of work, as we detailed in the beginning of the show. We have had a lot of attention here, well, really across the nation, but particularly here in South Carolina, to this wonderful new thing called Opportunity Zones, which are making it very attractive, more attractive, for developers like yourself to come into, what would you call it, blighted areas or areas that just have not seen the kind of growth that others have and put their dollars and cents into it. So we had United States Senator Tim Scott was here just yesterday. I don't know whether, were you there to see him?
I was, yes.
You were. Mm-hmm. Anything new you learned there in terms of how this could benefit what you're all doing?
No, as you can imagine, we've had to educate ourselves, and we're educating ourselves about as fast as the IRS is educating themselves on this. It's such a new program. But I give Senator Scott just a ton of credit. I mean, it took a lot of foresight and some political will to make this happen. And the reality is, it's got great opportunities, not just in Rock Hill, but in certain areas of the country to really revitalize places, and it's great, good tax incentives. Like I said about historic tax credits, don't necessarily make a good development. So it's a combination of a tax program plus a good real estate and a good environment. And so you get Rock Hill has got the convergence of all three of those.
All right, why don't we take a minute, because you're more familiar with Opportunity Zones than I'll ever be, and in layman terms, explain how this thing works, particularly for a project like down here in the Knowledge Park area.
Sure. Well, there's two beneficiaries of it. So the first is the investor. So the Keith Corporation is an investor in an Opportunity Zone. So what it allows us to do is, last year, let's say we had a capital gain. So we sold a project or sold it can be real estate. It can be you sold a stock. You made $100. You can invest that gain into an Opportunity Zone and defer your capital gains tax. So therefore, if you made $100 on a sale of a stock in 2018 and you invest in an Opportunity Zone, you get to defer your capital gain until 2026. And if you're still invested in that project in 2026, you get a 15% discount on your capital gain. So what's the capital gains rate? 23%, basically. So you would owe $23. In a typical environment, or in a typical tax transaction, you sell something and you make a gain of $100 in 2018, you owe $23 to the government. You get to defer that $23 payment until 2026, and you get a 15% discount when you pay it in 2026.
And meanwhile, that investment is growing over that 26-year period.
And the huge kicker of it all is the project you're investing in. If you hold it for 10 years, and that's why I give Senator Scott a lot of credit, this is not for people to flip real estate. It is for long-term investors. But if you hold that real estate for a 10-year period and then you sell it, you don't owe a dime of capital gains tax on any gain. So it can be a substantial benefit, but it encourages long-term investment, which is exactly what Opportunity Zone areas need.
And when you take a look at everything that's going on with this $530 million I've referenced, it all falls right into that category.
That's right.
I mean, every bit of it. The Herald Project, the Thread Project, the Link Project, and all the others that are coming out of the ground. I mean, that's fascinating. Wow. So you must be getting, I mean, with a company as large as yours, does something like this, since it's a national legislation, I mean, you're looking everywhere for new opportunities that you may not have thought about before?
Yes and no. I mean, yes, it's a benefit, right? So if we come across an opportunity zone in an area that we want to develop, it's a win. But we aren't necessarily going out to all opportunity zones. I mean, if you look at the state of North Carolina, almost half of the eastern part of the state of North Carolina is an opportunity zone. Doesn't necessarily make it great real estate. So as I've said in a couple of instances, tax policy is important, but it's not a driver of a great project.
As you pointed out, it takes a lot more than just a tax.
That's
but
right.
But this is one benefit from taxes. But these historic tax credits that you will get, and I know that there's a lot of detail on all that.
We are actually not going to do historic tax credits.
Oh, okay.
And I will tell you the reason why, which we did when I talked about the project in downtown Durham. We did do historic tax credits. But the challenge is you have to keep the facade of the building essentially the same look and feel as it was when it was built. And if you've been through it by our project, it's got really small windows because it's a warehouse. Well, office users do not like really small windows, and we also think we have an opportunity to create a really, really cool thing, and we didn't want to be hamstrung by the National Park Service or the folks in Columbia.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to take a look at the Lowenstein Building, I know from talking and interviewing Skip Tuttle, they had to replace 26,000 individual panes of glass, and the glass had to be a particular type that the historic people were right, and the frames had to be totally, I mean, there was a lot going into that would drive most people crazy, but they were not changing the exterior of the building.
That's right. It was a great benefit to them, and Skip has done just a fantastic job. And let me give credit to Skip and to the city of Rock Hill for basically creating a market and taking the chance and the risk necessary to be able to have developers like us come behind him and add to the legacy that Skip has done there and the city of Rock Hill has done with the events center. But it's interesting, you know, with all those panes of glass, it's funny how the federal government works, where you have the historic people that care about one thing and the energy people that care about another, and they don't necessarily converge in times like that. So,
yeah, I'm here from the federal government. I'm going to help you, right? I got that.
That's right.
So very quickly, what about timetable on this thing? We've talked about the vision.
Mm-hmm.
Is it all driven by how many people actually sign a piece of paper saying we're ready to go?
Well, yes and no. As I said before, for a bank to give us some money, we're going to have tenants that are signed up. But with that said, we hope to start doing some preliminary work early on. We need to do some remediation of the building. We need to do some demo inside. Right. We start, and so there will be some of that initial work that happens, hopefully, in first quarter of next year.
Brendan Pierce, thank you for being with us today. Thanks for everything that you and Derek Close and the Keith Corporation are doing. This sounds exciting.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I appreciate spending time with you. And
hope we can do this again.
Absolutely.
Once you get underway. All right.
Take care.
That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. All right, Sophia, are you ready now? All right, we're going to remind everybody we're here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. And there's a magical way we do it, and we're all going to say it together on the count of three. One, two, three. Slice, slice, slice.
Garden, garden, garden.
Not bad. Have a wonderful, soggy day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.